USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law on Tuesday.
The bill I'm about to sign is not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families. It's about showing the American and the American people that democracy still works in America, notwithstanding all the talk of its demise. Not just for the privileged few, but for all of us.
The bill costs $739 billion, and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates it will not reduce inflation despite its name. And federal officials said the government will impose deeper cuts on the drought-stricken Colorado River, reducing water deliveries to Arizona and Nevada starting in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Commerce Department has okayed high tech for China.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has issued an executive order that bans conversion therapy in the state. Pennsylvania joins more than a dozen other states in at least partially condemning the practice. Under the executive order, state agencies are directed to promote, quote, evidence-based best practices for LGBTQ youth and adjust their policies and procedures to better serve that community. National Education Association President Rebecca Pringle and other teachers' union officials are calling for more public school funding as they say the profession continues to face a shortage of teachers. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Some Catholics in the state of New York are answering a higher call. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
They've just been through turmoil. Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. And now they feel somewhat a casa at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants and he believes they should be able to handle it.
An 88-year-old woman died in an alligator attack in South Carolina on Monday. Officials said it's the second fatal attack in the state in 2022 and at least the fourth nationwide. Deputies with the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office say Nancy Becker was gardening near the pond when she slipped into the water. Engineers in the Detroit area continue to repair a water main break that impacted four Michigan counties. 133,000 residents will remain under a boil water advisory for 2 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.